I believe in helping people. The first time I really helped someone was in kindergarten. My preschool friend, Kay, was the boy I first helped. I walked through the door of Mrs. Garcia's classroom. I could see the excitement throughout the room. I could feel the nervousness. I wasn't nervous. I was ready. It was so cool. There were lots of tables sitting on carpets, posters on walls. There was even a bookshelf. I saw trees through the windows that were taller than both of my parents. I loved my new school. I couldn't wait till after school when I got to go upstairs to the upstairs big kid after school part of my old preschool. Anyway, so I walked through the door and there were so many kids. How would I ever find my old friends or pick new friends too? Then I saw him. There he was in the little corner surrounded by a little bookcases. Case. Hanging on, not wanting to let go of his mom. My parents both said to me, "Hey Annie, go give Kay a hug." So I did. I marched right through that 2-foot opening and hugged him. We went off and played until the teacher called us to learn, like really learn, in a big school. Meanwhile, Kay's mom thanked my parents and left. I learned a lot that day. There were two different ways I learned on my first day of kindergarten. I learned some Spanish and some sense, since my new school, Mount Vernon, was a dual language school. When I saw Kay crying, there was a tear welling inside of me, wanting desperately to come out. Although I felt so much empathy, I had to stay strong. I had always felt sad and sorry for a person in pain. Even if you so much as talk about it, I can't stand it. That's exactly what I learned about myself. Before this day, I would steal things. Little things, of course. Again, every day I think about that time I stole a little pink bow from that store. Although I did take it back, I feel so much regret. I love to help people. That's my way of feeling good about myself and gaining respect. That first time I helped someone made me feel happy, making someone else happy. These are my feelings about helping people. If you're not the nicest person, it really helps. It just takes courage. Helping people isn't embarrassing or scary at all. And remember, it doesn't only feel wonderful for you, but it feels even better for the victim of your well-being.